Dissonance Media and the Other Stories presents. Step into the abyss of After the Gloaming, a gothic fiction podcast that delves into the depths of human emotion. Unyielding love, revenge, internal struggles, and restless souls await you in 9 haunting episodes, where dread, fear, and rare glimpses of eerie happiness linger. Dare to listen on your favorite podcatcher? After the Gloaming beckons. Search now, but beware. Innocence will be left behind.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
These aren't the stories your mother told you. No, these are the other stories.
Hello, welcome back to The Other Stories. You are listening to a podcast right now, if you didn't know. My name is Luke Condor K, and I'm joined by Mr.
Daniel Wilcox. Hi, guys.
And we are about once a month after every theme. We like to come in, we like to knuckle our way in here and just remind you guys that there are actual people behind this podcast who, you know, spend hours writing the stories, editing them, producing the episodes to make them as horrific as possible in some cases.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay, so the old theme is just gone. We'd say goodbye to deities. We have moved past the age of religion. We're in a secular age now. We do not need God looking down at us. If you listen to this right now, stick your middle finger in the air and say, we're moving on. We don't need you anymore.
I'm visualising someone sat on a bus and just scaring the old woman next to him.
Yeah. If you are Christian, then probably don't do that. Just, you know, if you're atheist, then go for it. Okay. Yeah.
Although they weren't necessarily all gods, were they? Well, arguably.
Yeah.
One was a tree.
Yeah. Yeah. What was his actual name? That was based on a real god. That was based on a pagan god.
Oh, really?
Yeah, lowercase g god, so not like g god.
See, you get a bit of history with every story.
Yeah, that's right. So I do want to quickly mention, in this old theme, this last theme even, of deities, we had, I don't know if you noticed, we had a special guest writer, Stephen Atkinson. Am I pronouncing his name right, Stephen Atkinson?
It's not, yes, or Stephen.
Stephen Atkinson, who wrote an episode called The God Box, and this is something we want to do more of. This is we want to get more guest writers in every now and again. Obviously, you've got your 4 main writers, myself, Dan, Ben, and Matt. But we, you know, there's a lot of you out there. We want to sort of spread the love and joy, and also give ourselves a break every now and again. We're a little bit busy, but right. Yeah. But like I said, in the next theme, the new theme we're welcoming this time is possessed objects, and we have more writers for that, more guest writers, and I hope you love the stories as much as we do. Dan, what is possessed objects? What's that all about?
to possess objects is all about things that have come alive that probably shouldn't come alive and should probably stay inanimate. So expect everything from a bit of sci-fi tech goodness, everything to maybe a haunted theme park and a load of other goodies. But one of the guest writers as well, for anyone that listens to the Story Studio, you'll recognise them as they've been a previous guest on that show.
Yep.
But I'll leave that one hanging for now until we get to the actual episode.
Yeah. So possessed objects. There you go, guys. It's going to be amazing.
Creepy shit. That lamp in the corner coming alive and munching your face while you sleep. Yeah.
I always think of Stephen King's short stories when I think of stuff coming to life. There's the steam press machine in The Mangler. There's the trucks, Christine. There's the chattering teeth, I remember in one story.
Yeah.
Stephen King likes this stuff coming alive.
Anything inanimate, anything that shouldn't be scary.
Living is like near him, he's like, I wonder what would happen if that came alive.
Do you reckon that's why he doesn't write stories about his wife? I imagine she's an inanimate object.
maybe he's willed her into existence, into life. Okay. So I was going to say, okay, so Patreon, we have new patrons who are helping support the show. They're essentially paying for hosting. They're helping us pay for Carl, the podcast editor, who does, you know, we all write stories and we all do bits here and there, but Carl is pretty much like he's the wizard behind the curtain. He is, you know, he knows what he's doing. He's the last vanguard of great audio, as I call him. But like
he's the last block in a tentative Jenga game.
Yeah. So he if you listen to the shows before he came, like maybe the first three or four volumes, and then listen to the ones when he came in, I think, what do you know what volume that was, Dan, off the top of your head?
I'm going to say it was probably around Animal Attack.
Okay, yeah. So by that point, it was that, I think, over now, yeah. You'll see like a massive jump in the quality of the audio, and that's because of Carl. And all the sound effects and the music and everything, it's all down to him. So thank you so much. You're helping us sort of pay for his time. And you know, eventually we're going to be able to pay for narrators and guest writers and stuff. And that's something we really want to do. That's a big part of why we want to do this.
And you also get a load of free goodies as well for being a patron. So
you do.
You get an extra episode once a month. You get some Q&As with the guys. We've been posting up all of our beta access to our novels that are coming up, and basically it's just like a mini club for everything cool and behind the scenes.
Yeah, I've sent them a free download of Almarvo, our comic book, and also this month you are getting a Gordon Ramsay horror story. It's a brand new genre. It's it's quite niche, but I think it's quite
a fun story. Definitely its own genre.
Yeah. So what else? Merchandise. We've been cooking up some merchandise. A while ago, we were about doing t-shirts and stuff, and we still want to do that. But the cost for it is it takes a fair bit of startup cost to get that going. But we are going to do some like notebooks and stuff, pens, potentially mugs, posters. That kind of thing. All designed at writers and getting people writing, because that's what we do, and we sort of want to inspire more people out there. If you go into facebook.com/HawkandCleaver, you'll see our notebook design with a very abrasive phrase on there that's going to sort of kick you out of your afternoon days and get you sort of on the keyboard and or in the notebook writing stuff down.
Beautiful. They are beautiful.
Yeah, they look pretty cool.
I'm going to buy one.
I will buy one as well, because I actually do want a notebook right now.
Yeah,
I want to start writing because I'm a very digital person. I don't have a physical notebook anymore, and I'd like to doodle.
I invested in a very nice Moleskine notebook about 3 months ago, and I filled about 4 pages and then put it down because it's just so much faster to type on a keyboard.
Is that your bullet journal?
Yeah, yeah.
Wasn't fast enough for you? Not.
No, absolutely not. No, it's all right for a checklist, but you know, I can type so much quicker than I can write, so.
Yeah. Okay, so there's not too much more to tell you, I don't think. I think we have some correspondence. Dan, have you got it up, or do you want me to go
through them? Where are we starting from?
We've started from the end and we'll work back. So if you do the latest one.
Sure. Okay, so this is an iTunes review about the podcast. 3 stars, but they say, Johnny Morris, great and imaginative stories with awesome production quality. Thank you, Carl. The narrators are generally very likeable also and have good reading voices. Lots of fun to be had here. Hopefully they won't go the same way as Pseudopod, Clark's World, as some other podcasts by surrendering to political and genderist issues that rob some tales of fun.
We will never surrender to any issues.
Is Pseudopod and Clark's World political agendaist?
I don't know. I don't listen to them enough to know. I'm guessing they're going to be centre-left at least, because all artists are centre-left.
Yeah.
Apart from Nick Cole, he's centre-right, if anything.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
I believe they're quality podcasts.
Yeah, you know what? Like, sometimes this kind of thing, when you sit down to write, whatever you believe comes out in the stories, and it's not something you sort of aim to do, or you don't sit down and go, I'm going to change the world with my horror story. Like, those sort of built-in beliefs will sort of filter through to your story, because that's how your stories are made, through your worldview. So, you know, we're not going to change the podcasters to try and make people vote a certain way, because that's ludicrous, but we are going to try and entertain you, and if it comes out a little bit left, a little bit right,
it's just staying true to ourselves. It's all fun at the end of the day.
Yeah, chill out, man.
Come on.
Okay, cool. Well, thanks for leaving the review, that's very much appreciated. Stephen Atkinson, who wrote us an episode, we just wanted to say he listened to the episode that we produced for him, and he just wants to say he loved the narration by Ian. Of course, Ian is a fantastic narrator. He just wants to pass on thanks to the team. So you're welcome, Stephen. We hope you listen to this episode 100 years from now and you still feel the same way.
And submit another story, by all means.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Okay, and we've got a tweet from Whitney at WMO Poetry. Walking Cleaver, the other stories podcast is great. Rarely get scared in the sense of it lingering past the story. Old knobbly knees.
Yeah.
And then also from Whitney, this story scared me in a serious way last night. I love horror, but this story stuck with me. I woke up singing the damn song. Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you, Whitney. That's awesome.
Again, the song was Joe's narration and Carl's editing skills that sort of made that what it was.
You like putting in those kind of riffs, don't you, with different stories? I still remember the Scritch. Just those like regular motifs that pop up and just...
Yeah, it's weird. I think...
Repetition is scary.
First started to do that after reading some Chuck Palahniuk stories, and he... No, it wasn't his story per se, but he did an essay on motifs and how repetition, you can use it as a way to build tension and ratchet up the tension in the story. And it's just something I've just always done. I do quite like it. I think it adds a sort of zing to the story as well, like a chorus line. Mm. Okay, so in the last, we got an iTunes review, 5-star from Akko100. Fantastic podcast that lives up to the hype. If you're a fan of The Twilight Zone, Night Gallery, and the old Hammer shorts, then this... I'm just picturing some shorts or some, you know, hammers in the top. And this is the podcast for you. Just don't listen to it right before bed unless you want to be awake half the night. You have been warned. Thanks for that. That's a really great review.
I always like reading stuff like that because I like the idea that the stories that we wake up and write first thing in the morning are the things that keep people awake at night.
Yeah.
I find that quite a bizarre crossing over the wall.
Yeah. Well, so the stories that we do early in the day keep people... Mm. Yeah, I know what you mean. We're just kind of stretching the days out as much as we can. We get up as early as we can to get the words down to keep people up as late as possible.
Yeah. And the thing is, I personally, I will never write a story with the intention of making people scared or sick. It's when I write it just feels fun, so it's kind of a bit strange in that translation, but
there's more gruesome bits. So some people who are going to listen or read it are going to feel a little bit like queer, they're going to feel a little bit sort of faint, whereas as you're writing you're like chuckling to yourself.
That's good. I've just had a thought on that. Maybe it's because we know that we're in control, so we know where the story's roughly going to go.
Yeah.
So if it does go too much, we can stop it. But people listening don't have that.
Yeah.
It'll just go where it goes.
My favourite moments are when you find a good metaphor for an extremely gory film.
Yeah.
And then it just works in your mind to a point where you think it's got to work for the listener or
Matt,
reader as
Matt
well.
Matt is fantastic at those.
Yeah, he is, yeah.
There's a couple. I can't remember which one it was, but there's one that I think it was the first story that Josh narrated, which was the German doctor... And it's like
the severed head, that head transplant one.
Yeah, there was a line in that made me feel ill.
The head is rejecting the body. Yeah. Yeah, is that what you're talking about? Like pulsing, like a gaze of blood or something. It's disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah. Wonderful.
Yeah. Clive Barker's great at that kind of thing as well. But we can't get him to do an episode. We've tried. Imagine if Clive Barker wrote a short story for it. It'd be amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's about what we've got time for. If you want to support the show, become a patron over at patreon.com/hawkandcleaver. We're nearly hitting $100, which is, you know, when we started this, like, doing the patron at first, we were getting like $5, and that was me and you, I think, and someone else. So it's nice to see that sort of growth there. It kind of makes us feel like we're doing the right thing. Like I said, there's going to be an exclusive story soon called Hell's Kitchen. Go to the Facebook group and check out the merch we've been cooking up. And I think that's all we've got to tell you.
Spot on. If anyone wants to narrate or write for the other stories, just go to theotherstories.net and you can find everything that we do on there.
Cool. All right, guys. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.